Blog Talk Radio.
There are over 300 million weapons and guns, I'll say guns, to the 300 million people that live in this country. Why is this? We're the only country in the world that has this, that have these numbers and have this problem with these guns. I'll call them murder weapons because that's what they are. We don't seem to understand that the laws to be able to carry these weapons is not helping us. It's hurting us. And it's a really, really sad state that we're in. Current statistics available, 10,884,792 guns were manufactured in the United States. And this was 2 million more over the previous year. And this does not include the ones manufactured for the U.S. military. So I repeat myself, over 10 million guns were manufactured in 1 year in the United States. Overall, gun manufacturing has skyrocketed since 2009, the year Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, took office as our first black president prize. That year alone, 5 million guns were manufactured in the United States, a million more from the previous year. But since then, it has doubled. Let me repeat this. Since President Barack Obama took office in 2009, the manufacturing of guns in America has doubled from 5 million to 10 million. Smith and Wesson is one of the largest gun makers in the world. Why is this? What's going on? But no one seems to really, really, really care about the problem that guns bring. People say, well, I have a right to carry a gun. My constitutional right tells me I need to carry a gun. And every time there's a mass murder, more guns are sold because people run out and buy guns believing that the guns will protect them and keep them from being murdered. And I'm still trying to figure that out. When you look at all the mass murders that happened in the last 10 years in this country, how is it that if you were to have a gun or anybody that was a part of that, that suffered, that were injured or died, how is it that if they were carrying a weapon, been different? Let's just look at some of the incidents. One particular in the dark theater, when the gunman came into the theater while they were watching a movie that was with darkness, about a character that was dark. So this person came into the movie theater with a gun. How could they have seen this? How could they have stopped him? They may have been able to stop him after he began to shoot, but how would they have known that this was going to even happen? There's no warnings. There's no bell that goes off to say, hey, this person has a gun, he's about to shoot. Because remember, you want to be able to carry your gun so they can't have something go off and say, hey, I have a gun on me, or everybody that walks around with a gun, the buzzers are going to go off, because that's your right to have that gun and conceal it. So how are you going to have a heads up when the person comes in there and just shoots you at random? It doesn't work that way, because, see, the person that's coming in there shooting people, they've already planned it in their head. They've already had their weapons aimed, ready, loaded, ready to go. They already know what they're going to do. So a gun is faster than a reflex or a response. And a gun with the bullets attached, some have no name. So how are you going to attach yourself to say, hey, this person is about to shoot, let me stop him, let me stop her? So it really alarms me when people say they go out and buy a gun because they need protection. As Roland Martin said on his show earlier this week, he lived in neighborhoods that were infested with crime. He didn't have a gun. He lived in different places where there was things happening all the time. He never needed a gun. And to this day, he doesn't need a gun, because a gun does not protect you from someone who's wanting to do harm to you with another gun. It's not like the wild, wild west where you go and say, hey, count 10, walk 10 paces, and the first person that turns around and shoots is the winner. It's not like that. But for some reason, people seem to think that if they have a gun, they're going to be able to protect themselves from someone else who has a gun. Now, there's different cases where if the person comes into your house and they don't have a gun, or different things, if a person comes upon you, they don't have a gun, you may have time to get that gun. But if you have to conceal this weapon, walking around or walking up to you, and their weapon is not concealed, what chances do you have? Or if their weapon is loaded, what chance do you have? If they're already aiming, see, their mind is already set. The malicious mind is already set to do damage, to do harm with that weapon. But your mind is not that way. It's like a defense and offense. You know for a fact, when a person plays defense, it's a totally different game, a totally different mindset from a person that's playing offense. You have to understand that. So how can you say that if you have a weapon to use as offense that you're going to be protected from that person that's using it as a defense? It's impossible. But people want to believe that because they have a gun, they're safer. When in fact, we know, the numbers tell us, because America has twice as many guns within the last 6 years, we're worse off. We're not safe from harm. So why do we need these guns? It's really amazing to me how we allow ourselves to believe this. We allow ourselves think that the fear in us, that this weapon that murders, that kills, that destroys, can protect us and stop all our fear. It makes no sense. And let's take, for instance, the story that's going on in Ohio. And before I go to the phones, I will be going to the phones in a minute. So please, if you have anything to say or comments, call me up at 347-237-5247, 347-237-5247, because we really need to talk about this. And I see I have a call with Harriet. And, Harriet, I'm going to get to you in just a few minutes. So please hold on, and I'll be with you in a minute. And I thank you guys for listening and calling. Now, here's a case in Ohio where Ohio, according to the law, they have a right to carry a gun, a right to carry a concealed weapon. In April of 2005, Ohio became the 46th state to legalize concealed carry, and its statutes went into effect. The law allows persons 21 and older to receive a concealed handgun license provided that they receive a minimum of 12 hours of handgun training, 10 hours of classroom instruction, and 2 hours of range time from a certified instructor, and that they demonstrate competency with a handgun through written and shooting tests, and they pass a criminal background check and meet certain residency requirements. Non-residents who work in Ohio will be allowed to obtain license as of March 23, 2015. So if you work in Ohio, you can carry a gun. If you live in Ohio, you can carry a gun if you meet those criteria. Now, of course, the statute prohibits any person with any drug conviction from receiving a license, as well as any person convicted of a felony and those who have been convicted of certain misdemeanor crimes of violence within 3 years. Now, we all know that there are plenty of people in Ohio who have felonies, who have weapons, who have drugs offenses, who have weapons. But no one wants to question where those weapons come from and how they get those weapons. This is yet to be discussed. The same thing with the drugs. We've yet to discuss where the drugs come from. Oh, we discuss it, but we don't face the facts, and we don't seem to want to stop those drugs from getting into those neighborhoods, just these guns are into those neighborhoods. And last time I checked, these people with drug convictions, these people with felonies that live in the inner cities, they don't make the guns, and they most certainly do not the gun factories. They're not part of the 133,000 people who work in these gun factories across America. So explain to me how they're getting their hands on these guns. Are we counting these as part of the guns that exist in this country? And if we are, if we know for a fact that they have all these guns, why are we allowing them? If we're counting that over 300 million guns exist in America, and in that count, we know for a fact that some of them belong to drug offenders and felonists, why are we allowing it? These are our truths, ladies and gentlemen. These are our truths, and we're allowing it. Now, remember, I told you Ohio is a right to carry. But yet, John Crawford was murdered in a Walmart store for walking around with a toy gun that he picked up off the shelf. It was not in a cabinet. It was not concealed. It was not wrapped up. He picked it up off the shelf and was carrying it around, and someone called the police and said that they were being threatened by this person. The police never came up to John Crawford and questioned him. All they did was come on the scene, saw him with the gun, and shot and killed him. Then we have the young 12-year-old, Tamir Rice, who was sitting in a playground with a toy gun that one of his friends had traded him for. He was acting as if he was in a Wild Wild West movie, pointing the gun different places because he was a 12-year-old child. So this man thought that he should call the police and let them know that this child had a gun, maybe a toy gun. The police came within 2 seconds, arriving in his sight, shot and murdered Tamir. These are the things that are happening when he has a right to carry. John Crawford, well, Tamir had a right to carry. John Crawford had a right to carry. Tamir simply playing with a toy gun in a park. But then we have recently in Akron, Ohio, a man walking up and down the street in a black neighborhood, a white man walking up and down the street with a loaded rifle across his back and a gun in his side pouch. in a black neighborhood walking. For what? And a barbershop owner decided that he did not want this man to cross his path, so he decided to block the sidewalk so this man would not walk past his barbershop. What did the man do? He called the police on the barbershop owner. And the police came and were searching the man as if he was the one with the gun and treating him as if he were the one that was doing something wrong, and told him he had to allow this man to cross his barbershop, that he had to allow this man to walk in front of his store. Now, mind you, what if there are customers that do not want to patronize this barbershop because they fear that this erratic, crazy white man with a gun is walking up and down the street? They fear that he may use it. But no, there's nothing they could do about it because he has a right to carry. Now, mind you, there's a school close by. There's a college across the street. But these are business owners, and they have to do business. Now, if their business slows down because they're afraid to come in because of this gun owner carrying his gun, what are they? And mind you, if this were a black man who suited himself up with this gun like the Panthers did years ago, what would happen to that black man? Would he be allowed to walk up and down? Let's take it a step further. Could he walk into an all-white neighborhood, strap himself with this gun, and walk freely in a state that allows you to carry a concealed weapon without the patrons calling the police, saying, hey, we fear, we don't want him around? Or better yet, could this white man walk into a white neighborhood with this gun? Why is he in the black neighborhood with this gun? But nobody wants to talk about it. Mainstream media will not talk about it. Why is this man doing that? This is what it has come to. This is our truth that nobody wants to deal with. Nobody wants to talk about. They continue, the NRA continues to pump money into these people, these lobbyists, and talk about it is our right, it is our amendment. But when the Panthers exercised their right in the 70s, what happened? Where was the NRA then? What was the cry for the amendment then when they decided to carry their weapons because they had a right to? They were murdered. Why? We really need to understand this. We really need to know what's really going on and why is this happening. Don't let them tell you we need our guns to protect ourselves because there's a war going on, because all these killings. The killings wouldn't be happening if we didn't have all these guns. When you look at other countries, you can see they cannot carry weapons. They cannot own guns. They don't have this problem, a high murder rate. Guns kill. They serve no other purpose. Don't let people tell you they're there to protect. They kill. That is their entire purpose. Whoever invented the gun, that is its entire purpose, to kill, not to protect. The guns are meant to be shot. The bullets are meant to be placed into the gun, and the bullets are meant to be shot out of the barrel of the gun. And they are meant to penetrate and to harm whatever they come into contact with. So I don't understand where people get this notion that the gun is there to protect. No, it's there to harm. It is specifically designed, the power, the speed. The entire gun itself is designed to do harm. And we really need to understand that as a truth in this country. Now I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I have a guest with me, 314-315. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Terry.
How are you doing, Harriet?
Oh, I'm fair to middling.
Oh, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My mind's going in five different directions. I can't even. Going back to, I'm trying to research in my mind. What was the purpose of the invention of the gun in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all I can think of was that it was a quicker way to bring down an animal.
Mm-hmm.
When they were out, with men wild hunting to feed their families.
Right.
By being able to create this weapon and it fire off a bullet, it brought down the animal quicker than an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then somebody comes along and discovers, hey, it can bring down a human being too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they think, well, this is going to be quicker and easier than me getting beat up. I just take him out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm done with him, period.
Right.
And so as time evolves, they make better and faster guns
mm-hmm.
to do the job even faster. During the time of the early gangster wars, all right, that began with the alcohol, you know, the alcohol runners. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
the bootleg.
You know, those gangsters, they came up with the commonly known as the Tommy gun that could, you know, deliver bullets faster in order to keep off their rival gangs and to also to keep back the cops. And it seems that through time, the negative element has always had the better weapon. Okay, the people who are in mass to protect everybody, the military per se, their weapons aren't as powerful as those out here who are doing the harm.
You're right. Interesting.
Why is that scenario? Okay, I heard you making the point that the countries that don't have, you know, they don't have the right to carry guns. They don't have guns. They don't have these mass shootings, these mass killings. Yet some of those, the smaller countries, are still at war and have been at war. But how do they kill each other? They just come along and bomb out the whole neighborhood.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's a quicker way of doing it, but that takes away the industry, the economy, as well as the people.
Right.
Okay, and you're left with a barren land. So what did that accomplish? What, you know,
nothing.
I mean, the whole thing is, I have never understood the whole reason for being violent anyway.
You spoke about some great things when you talked about, I'm sure if we researched, we probably could go back to maybe men when they were hunting with the bows and arrows, that they probably looked at that bow and arrow and tried to figure out how to make it speed up because they wanted to be able, like you said, to hunt better. And they wanted to be able to be faster than the animal. So when you look at a gun, it kind of acts just like that bow and arrow. You release it and it goes straight to your target. And so I can see what they were doing, and they wanted something faster. But taking it further and further, when you go into the wild, wild west, and they started using the guns to harm each other because they saw the effect that it did to the animals and then to each other. But then it really puzzles me that you don't see PETA out there talking about the guns, because we know that the guns are used to hunt. So where is PETA when they're talking to Smith and Winston? Why they're not picketing outside these places where these 5 million more guns were made in 6 years, Harriet?
Yeah.
Where was PETA when all these guns were being made? Why they're not out there picketing like people are picketing it everywhere else, picketing in front of the abortion clinic? Why is PETA not getting in front of these gun manufacturing places? I don't understand. Why are they not?
I don't have an answer for that one either.
Mm-mm. It's very,
you know,
it's very
I think everybody,
so confusing.
You can't have
it this way and that way. You know, you can't. You can't say I have a right to carry a weapon, but then you say, why are these people out there, blacks killing blacks, and nobody said anything? Well, why do you feel you have a right to own a weapon? Because that's part of the problem, and they can't understand that. The problem is there are too many weapons. That's the problem.
Legal and
point, and as I stated earlier, if you know for a fact there are over 300 million weapons in this country and you telling us that you cannot own one if you have a felon, and we know that the majority of these people that they claim is committing this black-on-black crime, they say they already are in the system and have felons. Well, if they know, how are they getting the guns, Harriet?
Exactly. How are they getting the guns?
Because they sure have a whole lot of those 10 million guns that were made.
They tell me it's very easy to get a gun.
They tell me that, too. Very easy.
Yeah. They say they put laws in place that make it harder for you to own a gun legally, but illegally, it's easy to get a gun.
Right. And apparently, the legal part is not that difficult either. Because Yeah, the last couple of mass shootings, those people, they had those guns legally.
Right.
So it's really a mess. It's a big mess, Harriet. And they know that, and the powers that control it, they know that. I mean, think about it. If you're going to produce 10 million more guns since President Obama's been in office, what is that about? What is that telling us? Our first black president in the office creates a frenzy to where they're creating more guns, but who told them to create more guns? Who told the gun manufacturers to say, hey, once we get a black president, we're going to create more guns? For what? What are they thinking?
They thought that black man was going to rally his people.
But they're telling you that the black man kills himself at a rate more than anybody else. When we try to holler and say, hey, the police are killing us, police killers, they keep telling us that's not true. The police are not killing you as much as you're killing yourself. So if you know we're killing ourselves, then why are you afraid of us then? Why? It's interesting, isn't it? When it doesn't, none of it adds up.
None of it.
And it's sad. And they don't think we're going to sit here and put all together. They just continue to come up with this rhetoric, this false conversations, and tell us whatever and think we're going to believe it. And it's crazy, Harriet. It's crazy. Oh, you guys, you don't worry about anything. The police are not killing you half as much as you're killing yourself. Oh, but you run out, and when we get a first black president, you create twice as many guns. That's interesting, Harriet. That's real interesting because they believe, as you said, we're going to rally up and kill them. Right. It's really sad, and I don't know, but they're counting me down, Harriet, and I enjoy talking with you. And we just got to keep praying, Harriet.
Always.
Yes, and thank you so much. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I thank you guys, and until next week, stay true and be blessed. And Harriet, many blessings to you, okay?
Yes.
And look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you. Okay. Yep. You've heard my conversation about these guns, why there's so many in America. I challenge you to ask yourself, why are there so many guns in America? Who are they benefiting? What is the purpose? Research the weapon itself. Research the history of the weapon. Research the intent of the weapon. Know your truth. You won't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. So please, I challenge you to stay true and be blessed. Good night.